First of John chapter 2, my little children, these things I write to you, that you don't sin. Now, these were John's children in the sense that they would have heard or maybe even read his gospel record and got baptized, and they were his converts. And when you bring someone to know Jesus and baptize them, then they become your spiritual children. So he says, I write these things to you that you don't sin, but he's just written that if anyone says that he hasn't sinned, we make God a liar. So what he means is, I write this to you that you don't continue in sin. We do sin all the time, and we must confess our sins, and that's part of walking in the light. But we are not to willfully continue in sin without confessing our sins and admitting that we are sinners. And if or when any man sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. That means that it's as if God is the judge, but we have someone on our side because the advocate is the one who speaks up for you. If you're in court and says, no, he's okay. Actually, what happened was this. And well, you see, this was what happened. And we've got that in Jesus. And Jesus is the covering for our sins, not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Hereby we know him if we keep his commandments. So to know Jesus is to live according to his commandments. He that says, I know him, and doesn't keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth isn't in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly is the love of God made perfect or complete. And this is how we know that we are in him. He that says he abides in Christ ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brothers, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shines. He that says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. Now you see, love is really the summing up of all the commandments of Jesus. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no reason of stumbling in him. But he that hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knows not where he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you've known him that is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you've overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I've written to you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you've overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And they're all the things that really led Adam and Eve to sin. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the pride of life. This is of the world, and the world passes away and the lust of it, but he that does the will of God abides forever. So all the things that we so love in this world are all passing away, but it's the one who does God's will who lasts forever. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. So, this is true, this is for real, that we will really live forever.